There's always been a bit of mystery about how the raw quantity of plankton bloom at the base of the food web in the Gulf of Alaska can support the abundant marine life found there. Suzanne Storm from Western Washington University thinks she may have discovered part of the answer, mixotrophs. Storm has found that the single-cell world of plankton is complicated. She points to the way some tiny zooplanktons eat phytoplankton, the tiny single-cell plants at the bottom of marine food webs.
If they're a mixotrophic species, when they eat phytoplankton, they digest the cell except for the chloroplasts, and they sequester the chloroplasts in their own cytoplasm, and they can use those for photosynthesis.
These one-cell marine animals can now use the chlorophyll like a plant to feed off the sun and the carbon in the ocean. It's as if they have converted the inside of their bodies into a garden. Storm has also found the equivalent of a single-cell Venus flytrap floating around in the Gulf. These are phytoplankton plants that eat bacteria and tiny microzooplankton for protein.
Others have started to survey many of the photosynthetic dinoflagellates in the world, and we know that most of them can, and probably all of them, can eat.
But the eating doesn't stop there. She's discovered mixotrophs eating other mixotrophs. So what does all this eating and keeping chloroplasts alive do to the amount of food available further up the food chain? The answer, according to Storm, is a lot. The evidence she and colleagues have found is that there is chlorophyll in the marine system long after the spring plankton bloom is over, and most of it is in those tiny floating gardens inside the bodies of mixotrophic zooplankton.
In the summer, these ciliates was almost half of that, and at maximum it was most of it.
And in the fall, again, she found that mixotrophic species were more than 3/4 of the plankton species in parts of the Gulf. Mixotrophs are everywhere and in crucial parts of the food web.
It increases everything. So I actually think that this might be really, really important in the northern Gulf of Alaska in terms of how we get so much higher trophic level production out of what is actually, honestly, a fairly modest primary production base.
Storm presented new information at the Alaska Marine Symposium. Because these tiny mixotrophic microorganisms typically have passed through or been destroyed by plankton nets, many scientists did not know much about them.
It's a whole universe. And you would not see most of these things at all with a net.
The plankton Storm studies come from water collected 10 meters down in the Gulf of Alaska. Using various microscopic techniques, she and colleagues studied their anatomy. Along the way, the team identified many more new plankton species. For KYUK, I'm Johanna Urich.